Treated waste, usually during heavy rainfall, to stop sewers backing up. They all now must be monitored by water companies. The governor of Maryland says the top priority is to bring closure to the families of six workers presumed dead after a bridge collapsed in Baltimore. Wes Moore says the rescue mission has now become a recovery operation.
I can't stress enough the heroism of these folks. They are in frigid conditions. They are down there in darkness where they can literally see about a foot in front of them. They are trying to navigate mangled metal, and they're also in a place that they, it is now presumed, that people have lost their lives.
A cargo ship lost power before it collided with the bridge yesterday morning. A review into the murder of a 10-month-old baby has found safeguarding practices were inadequate. Finlay Bowden was killed by his parents in Derbyshire in 2020, just 39 days after he was returned to their care. Labour's accused the Conservatives of neglect after research showed public satisfaction in the NHS is at a record low. Fewer than one in four people are happy with the health service in Great Britain, with access to GP appointments and long hospital waits the biggest complaints. Dr. Nikki Kanani is an ex-medical director at NHS England.
The public values the NHS, so loves it, but wants to make sure that it's there for them, there for their families, in the way that we've been used to in the past.
NHS Dumfries and Galloway says a hacker group's in possession of the data of at least a small number of patients following a cyber attack. INC Ransom has claimed on its dark web blog that it's in possession of 3 terabytes of information. Banksy's latest artwork's been covered with plastic sheets and wooden boards. Set behind a bare tree, the mural showed a young girl underneath green paint, giving the impression of leaves. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Thanks very much, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, showery rain this afternoon, but getting drier into the evening, a maximum temperature of 13 degrees. Tonight, dry and largely clear during the evening and first half of the night, but showers returning from the south with a minimum temperature of 4 degrees. And your weather for Thursday, a wet and breezy days likely, with spells of rain and blustery showers spreading north across the region. A maximum temperature tomorrow of 11 degrees. Oh dear.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Right, here we go again.
1, 2, 3.
Bob Simpson on 1, 2, 3. Oh, yes.
I'm
Kicking off the second hour of the show, that's brand new from Ariana Grande, and it's Yes And. Now, I've got my musical telescope out now. It's a bit of a new feature on the show, going to be looking way back 50 years to this week in 1974, and what was in the charts, and playing a record that you probably haven't heard since then, maybe, this one. At that time, number one this week, 50 years ago, was Billy Don't Be a Hero by Paper Lace. Do you remember that? Then there was Charlie Rich at number two with The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Number three was Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks. This takes me back. At number 10, it was ex-Beatle Paul McCartney with Wings and Jet. And at number nine, it was The Glitter Band. Now, The Glitter Band initially worked as Gary Glitter's backing band under that name from 1973, when they began releasing records of their own. In March 1974, Angel Face was released on Bell Records, reaching number four on the UK singles chart without any involvement from that monster that is Gary Glitter. In fact, he blighted their career, really. Always felt sorry for the Glitter Band. They went on to have quite a few hits, but obviously we never play Gary Glitter now, and well, don't want to either, but the Glitter Band are okay. So maybe you remember this one. It's Angel Face.
Always love to stay at home. Never made it on your own.
Yeah, Phoenix FM, that's Enigma, and Return to Innocence. Here's Bob Simpson on 1, 2, 3, and in about 5 minutes' time, I've got a top tip for you if you're having trouble sleeping at the moment. That's after the break, and especially immediately after the break, it's Ellie Goulding.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Fire and ice, this love is like fire and ice. This love is like rain and blue skies. This love is like sun on the rise. This love got me rolling the dice. Don't let me lose. So falling for you. So falling for you. Beautiful mind. Your heart got a story with mine. Your heart got me hurting at times. Your heart gave me new kind of highs. Your heart got me feeling so fine. So what to do? So falling for you. So falling for you. It took us a while. With every breath a new day. With love on the line. We found our share of mistakes. But all your flaws and scars are mine. So falling for you. So falling for you. Falling for you. Brighter than gold. This love shining brighter than gold. This love is like letters in bold. This love is like out of control. This love's never growing old. You make it new. So falling for you. So falling for you. It took us a while. 'Cause we were young and unsure.
still falling for you.
Ellie Goulding and Still Falling For You. So, top tip for if you struggle to sleep at night, there's a tasty remedy to help you drift off. Now, we all know certain things to avoid before bed in order to have an uninterrupted sleep, such as caffeine, sugar and alcohol. But there's one fruit before bed that could actually aid sleep. Experts have suggested that having a banana can be the secret to nodding off. Those at the Royal College of Occupational Therapists have suggested this is because the fruit contains tryptophan, an amino acid that helps our bodies to produce serotonin and melatonin. Bananas are also a source of magnesium and potassium, which according to the sleep charity can help relax overstressed muscles, which makes them an ideal bedtime snack. Another key food that can help with getting some shut-eye is almonds. Almonds contain magnesium, which promotes sleep and muscle relaxation. Well, I don't know about you, I never have a problem getting to sleep at all. I sort of go out as soon as my head hits the pillow. But then I kind of wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. What is that all about? I don't get it. Perhaps I should keep a banana by my bed, eh? Not sure.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine untold. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is tall. The fortune teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't stop jumping on. Lying naked on the
Yeah, Natalie Imbruglia, silly name, and the song Torn. Now, if your name's Trevor, I've got a special song for you. Yes, just for you, after the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, not sure what's happening at Wilson's Corner, but it's looking busier than it normally does this time on a Wednesday afternoon. And in fact, on Ongar Road, there is some stationary traffic at the moment. I came through there earlier and it wasn't too bad, but now it seems to be pretty busy. Also on Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road, towards Wilson's Corner, and the High Street as well. It's all pretty bad. In Billericay, we've got some slow-moving traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Norsey Road area. Then in Southend, there's slow traffic eastbound on the A127 Prince Avenue to Victoria Avenue, and also slow southbound on Manners Way and Rochford Road to the A127. In Chelmsford, bit of slow traffic on the Baddow Road approaching the Army and Navy roundabout, but that's all I can find. This afternoon, there's no Joe Bailey on the drive show, sadly, but she will be back tomorrow. Keith Rogers will be bringing you home today, and he'll be checking out the travel probably in about an hour's time, I guess.
Just 'cause I ain't never had no nothing worth having, never, ever, never, ever. You ain't got no call not to think I wouldn't fall into thinking I ain't too clever. And it ain't not having one thing nor not another either, neither is it anything whatever. And it's not knowing that there ain't nothing showing in the answer to the name of Trevor. However, never said no, nothing worth saying, never, ever, never, never, ever. Things have got read into what I never said till my mouth becomes me head, which ain't not all that clever. And it's not saying one thing nor not another either, neither is it anything I haven't said, whatever. And it ain't not proving that my mind ain't moving, and I answer to the name of Trevor. However, knock me down with a feather, clever Trevor. White brows wonder whether clever Trevor's clever. Neither have they got, nor neither haven't not got no right to make a clock out of Trevor. Why should I feel bad about something I ain't had? Such stupidness is mad, cause nothing underfoot comes to nothing less to add to a load of old toot. And I ain't off, not off glad, cause there's nowhere to put it. Even if I had, I'm a bit of a Jack the Lad. Trevor's clever.
they got. No, neither haven't not got no right to make a clock out of Trevor. Also, it takes much longer to get up north, the slow way.
Lovely bit of nonsense from Ian Jury there and Clever Trevor, dedicated to all those Trevors out there. It's Bob Simpson on 1-2-3 this Wednesday afternoon, and now we always like to give a shout out to Brentwood Food Bank here on Phoenix FM, doing some great work in the community. They're part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, and if you can help them, please get in touch by calling 01277 224 528. You can find out more details about Brentwood Food Bank on brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and you can donate at supermarkets that have been there for donations to the Brentwood Food Bank. And of course, being Easter time, maybe think of about putting in a bit of chocolate for the children, but usually what they need is tinned goods and sort of packet items that won't go off, basically. So you're talking about tins of hot dogs, tuna, mince and onion, chili con carne, tinned vegetables like potatoes, carrots and peas, and then you've got jams and spreads and biscuits, coffee and tea, jars of pasta sauce, and of course toiletries as well, soap, shampoo, shower gel, deodorants, shaving gel or foam, and yeah, support your local food bank, doing some great work, sadly needed at the moment. That's a very nice song, a new song from Crowded House called Oh Hi.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, this one's a little bit in the future, but it's the start of a regular thing. The first one is on the 15th of April. It's a weekly Billericay walk and talk. So do you want to improve your physical and mental health? Local mental health charity Basild & Mind believes there's a link between your physical and mental health. Their walk and talk groups combine both. They're led by trained walk leaders, attended by an experienced counsellor, and followed by refreshments and social interaction. The new group gives people the opportunity to meet like-minded individuals in an open and supportive environment. And it all starts on the 15th of April, that's a Monday, at 10:30 a.m. And they'll walk outside for 60 minutes, then go to a local cafe for a social interaction and refreshments. Basically, you buy your own refreshments for around half an hour. It's all happening at Lake Meadows in Billericay. So, date for your diary, that one, I think. 15th of April, 10:30 a.m. for a weekly walk and talk in Billericay.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there are some great introductions to some songs that make you know what the song is straight away, and this is one of them.
What would be my door? for sure of, but it's not just right. It started straight off, coming here as hell. That's his first words. We asked what he meant. He said, where you from? We told him. So what you want? So have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Lie around all day. Have a drink of cheese. Yourself. Yeah, that's what I hate. He said we're going wrong. We've all become the same. We dress the same ways. Only our accents change. So have a nice day. It's all money gum, no artists anymore. You're only in it now to make a mom on
That's the Stereophonics here on Phoenix FM. After the break, I'm going to tell you about a piece of wood that ended up being worth over £500,000. How does that happen? Stay tuned to find out. Keith Rogers has just arrived in the studio, fit and well and ready to stand in manfully for Joe Bailey this afternoon. He's just sitting out there sorting out all these bits and pieces. Can you hear him?
My lunch grub.
Okay. Oh, well, you carry on. Never mind me. It's all right, it's fine. And after the break, we've got a lovely song from Mike and the Mechanics.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
It's me, Michelle Ward. A prawn cocktail.
I love a prawn cocktail.
I'm always rambling. What is the mayor's chain called?
Chain.
In fact, I never stopped talking. And I rubbed, basically, all of the skin off the inside of my thigh. You can answer my question of the day.
Michelle.
I think men go through the menopause from about the ages of 18 to 65. And after that, the diet. Fantastic guests and super music. What am I lacking in the diet? Humour, really?
Yes.
Weekdays 10 till 1.
98. FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Looking back over my shoulder, I can see that look in your eye. I never dreamed it could be over. I never wanted to say goodbye. Looking back over my shoulder,
great song. Mike and the Mechanics and Over My Shoulder, lead vocals by Paul Carrack, of course, a brilliant singer. Now, how can that piece of wood be worth over £500,000? Well, when it's movie memorabilia, it can be. Do you remember the film Titanic? The floating piece of wood that kept Titanic's Rose alive has been sold for $718,000 in America, and that it works out to £569,739. £5, that is. Ever since the release of the film back in 1997, fans have wondered whether the panel was big enough to fit her love interest, Jack, as well, saving him from an icy death. Well, apparently this bit of wood was 8 foot long by about a metre wide and could easily have got two of them on there. The sale was made during an auction of props and costumes owned by restaurant and resort chain Planet Hollywood, and other props featured in the auction included the whip from Indiana Jones, which sold for $525,000, and a Spider-Man suit worn by Tobey Maguire for $125,000. And here's the one that I'd be interested in, I think. The axe used by Jack Nicholson in The Shining to hack through the bathroom door, $125,000. Oh, God, love that axe. I'd be using it. Here's Bobby.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold, and everything people may dream of. But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough, could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong. And with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. From nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got,
we got
excellent new song from Roachford there, All the Love We Need. Well, that's about it from me. You have been listening to me, Bob Simpson, on 1-2-3 this Wednesday afternoon. Coming up next, it's that radio legend Keith Rogers with the Phoenix FM Drive Show. Then at 6, the George Hanlon Hour. At 7, it's the Orient Hour with Andy Gilson. And at 8 o'clock, it's Curveballs with Nick Field. And Nick will be talking to Southend band The Mandela Effect about their new single and album. At at 10 o'clock, it's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm going to leave you with another legend. It's Buddy Holly. Cheers now.
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Heartbeat, why does a love kiss stay in my memory? Little pat, I know that new love thrills me. I know that true love will be. Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Why do you skip when my baby's lips meet mine? Heartbeat, why do you flip, then give me a skip beat sign? Diddly pat and sing to me love story. Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.